Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Off the Cuff Podcast episode for August. Yeah. We're doing our best. We've just been gone so much, you know? Like, we were out of town or out of the studio all the days this week. There was that one week where we were out of the studio the whole week, right? Randy, yes. We were at Murph's, and we were at SEC Media Days, and we were at Twin Peaks. We've been all over the place. But good to be back. What were we talking about?
Shaq?
Shaq wants to wear a dress.
Yeah, he just want to wear a dress, dog. That's all. He's like, if the Cowboys lose to the Eagles on open day, he'll wear a dress. If Rudy Gobert goes to the Hall of Fame, he'll wear a dress. Why do you want what is the obsession with wearing dresses?
It seems like he's trying
to wear a dress
to make it seem like he doesn't want to, but does want to.
Knowing Shaq, he bought a dress company.
That's what it is. He's trying to promote the dress company that he
for
bought.
Plus size ladies.
That was my first
Shaq
thought.
Shaq
Sacks. Yep.
They're not Moomoos anymore. They're Shaq Sacks.
Yeah, that was my first thought. How do you find a dress that fits Shaq?
Yeah, it's a big one. It's like a tarp. You just cut a hole in a tarp.
Seriously.
I will say.
Because we don't want to see a dress turn into a mini skirt.
I don't want to wear a dress.
I don't.
So don't take this the wrong way.
There's nothing about
but
dresses.
But sundresses look comfortable.
Huh?
They look comfortable. Like, doesn't it seem like that would be comfortable to wear? Like, I don't want to wear one. I'm just saying, like, it's nice to, like, wearing shorts and a t-shirt's nice. It seems like that would even be nicer. Doesn't it seem like it would just be flowing and breathable?
You want to handle this one?
I'm not asking you if you want to wear a dress. I'm just asking you, doesn't it seem like a sundress would be comfortable? Like, don't ladies look so comfortable in sundresses?
No. They look high fucking great.
Well, they look nice, but, like, they also look really comfortable.
Yoga pants can say things. You want to wear
yoga
those?
Yoga pants, you're doing what I said I wasn't trying to do. I didn't say I wanted to wear it, and I don't want to wear yoga pants either. But those don't look comfortable to me. They look all tight and, like, restricting. You know, like, there's yoga pants that make women whose butts don't look good look better.
Right.
Because it lifts and stuff like that. That's not going to feel good. You're going to take it off. It's going to have, you ever wear like tight socks or something like that and it leaves a mark around your ankle? I bet yoga pants leave a tight mark up a lady's leg when they wear them. That's not comfortable. I bet a sundress, you wouldn't even know you had it on.
Hmm. Interesting.
Can you imagine, just imagine for me, just briefly for a moment. You're just in a sundress. And then, like, a little light summer breeze comes through, and you just feel that everywhere. That just seems like it would be nice. It seems like the closest clothing to being naked.
More so than, like, a bikini?
But a bikini doesn't seem comfortable.
I don't know where to go with this because
whether you think it would be comfortable or not.
There's no fucking way I would think it'd be comfortable because I can't think that way.
I don't understand.
A couple things come to mind here.
Because I don't think sundresses look comfortable. I think sundresses look good.
Well, I think they look good too. It just seems like that would be such a comfortable, you almost would feel nothing, you know? Like, it would just be on your shoulders probably, and then everything else would just be just draped over you.
I feel like I like the disconnect between the shorts and the top, where I can kind of loosen up the top and it doesn't affect the shorts.
Right. Yeah.
If I were wearing any sort of dress that's not like,
please stop
ankle
saying wearing any kind of dress.
I'm not saying I want to wear a dress. I don't understand how like that's hard for you guys to hear.
It's not about what
I'm
you're
not
hearing.
Saying I want to wear a dress. I'm just saying that looks comfortable.
This is where I'm putting us at. All right, me and you, we're at the park. We got our dogs. We got our children. They're playing at the park and everything, right? Woman walks by with a sundress. Your thought process would be, I bet she's comfortable.
That's not the first thing that comes to mind.
But even if it would come to mind?
Yeah, man.
I see that would come. I'm like, damn, look at her in that sundress.
Yeah.
But I would be like, She looks very comfortable.
There, I don't know. Yeah, I mean that would be secondary, or may, I don't maybe first. I don't know.
I don't think I've
I'm not
ever...
trying to objectify. Like, women are allowed to be comfortable and pretty at the same time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? And that to me seems like the it threads both needles.
I
like a lot of what women do, fashion wise, to look good. Can't possibly be comfortable.
Right, I agree with
heels,
that.
Like high heels and all that, that
yes,
shit. My wife has like sticky stuff she puts on her boobs. Yes. Like that seems awful.
Yes, it does.
But a sundress, you just throw it on, you're out there, you're going. Right. Seems great. Like it seems like.
It is great.
How do you know?
For me to look at women in sundresses. Oh.
And I'm saying like that's also I wonderful.
Enjoy it very
like
much.
I love.
Sundress season is best season.
I love. I love. The way
I've never seen
that my wife looks in a sundress, it just seems also like the probably the easiest clothing item.
Like my wife wears sundress all the time, whenever, all the time.
I bet she loves it.
No, I mean, yeah, she wears it all the time. She wears
But it's never been like my thought process. No matter what a woman is wearing, has ever been. I bet they're comfortable in that.
Yeah,
like it just never.
But I've also thought to myself a lot of times, like, dang, that's a lot of work.
Like just, I would, think,
I definitely have thought. Like,
I thought that it's very comfortable. Like my wife. Like,
well, how can you think that?
Like the day,
how can your mind do two things
because,
at once?
Because I'm looking at it from a standpoint. Like
you
okay,
asked me earlier.
You have my wife has she has shorts and a bodysuit. I was like, it's got to be uncomfortable to wear a bodysuit.
Yeah, doesn't it seem uncomfortable?
It seems very uncomfortable to have how it works.
So doesn't
everything.
It seem like it would be comfortable just to have a sundress on?
No,
never comes to mind.
Never comes to mind.
Okay.
It's never come to mind.
You guys got to expand that mind.
Yeah, maybe, because it never came to mind. Now, I think about the uncomfortable, like when I see young ladies out. And the funny thing about the young ladies, when I was out in the streets, the high heels would be the walk.
You're
damn, I know your fucking feet hurt.
When sometimes I've seen women fall.
Now, like, there's nothing funnier than a woman falling, trying to be cute. Nothing in the world.
Oh, I think there's funnier things than
when
that.
When that damn ankle rolls.
Oh.
Because if for some reason they can't bounce back. And they gotta go down.
Well, sometimes they break.
Yeah, man.
Like I was on a.
There's a slow motion to it sometimes too, where you see it happening.
I was on a first date with a girl. And we were going to a concert, and we were a little late, so we were trying to get in. And she had like she looked awesome. She had really nice outfit on and high heels and all that. And we were speed walking, and it was like, I think it was like slightly uneven terrain, and one of those heels got wedged in a little crack and she broke, and she fell. I mean, the date's fucked at that point. She just is so embarrassed.
So
like, I mean, I helped her up, and I was like,
I would hope so.
It's okay, you know what I mean? But there's nothing you can do. Like, there's nothing.
Y'all go to the concerts.
Yeah, we went, but like.
Skin knee and shit.
I had backstage passes to Tribe Called Quest. I wanted to see that shit, you know? But yeah, I mean,
like
she
came out of a trailer.
She was leaning the whole time.
Did she break?
It broke.
Oh.
It broke.
And there's nothing. You can't do nothing about the other one. What movie was that?
I think what she ended up doing.
You don't talk about, right?
I don't know. Are you talking about Made in Manhattan?
No, it was like something happened where her heel broke and then they broke the other.
That's what she ended up doing. Yeah. After a while, she just kicked the other one down.
Yeah, because this could have been, this could have turned Made in Manhattan into a short.
Yeah.
Was it not Made in Manhattan? Was that the one where?
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Matthew McConaughey jumped in front of the dumpster.
That was with J Lo. Wasn't that
which
the,
I think
wasn't
was
that the groom's wife
right?
or something? That was the wedding planner.
Oh, it was the wedding planner. You're right. One of those things.
All right. Let me just close by saying,
okay,
we're going to openly know the plot to The Wedding Planner, but we can't say that sundresses might be comfortable.
Yes.
Okay. Never came to mind.
Fair enough.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South, but for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.